squeaking for the time, you know, but that soon gone, and put the cup grease on it. Well, that lasted a good little bit.
Mm-hmm. After you've greased it, you'll probably get your hands dirty. And you come in and say, well, I've got to wash my hands with good soap or with kerosene or something, because my hands are all what?
Yeah, I need some good detergent soap for these hands, or something like that's what you'd say.
How would you describe your hands when they're that way?
And it's not like it used to be when I was a boy. You'd come in and say, give me the Octagon soap. That was the only soap there was, other than what you made yourself.
What do you call the kind of stuff that you used to burn in lamps?
Well, some people call it lamp oil, some people call it kerosene. It was actually kerosene, but it was only used at that time in lamps that I knew of, you know, in which lamp oil would have been about the same.
What about if you made a lamp, took a bottle of kerosene and stuck a rag in the top, use that, what would you call that?
Well, I don't know what you call it. I've seen them, though. I have seen them, but I don't know what you'd call them.
What about, they usually use flares now, but used to be if they're doing some kind of road work and they had a hole in the road, then they put up maybe sawhorses or some of the signs on it, and they put up a black pot that have just a little fire on it, kind of lamp.
Yeah.
You ever hear a name for that?
Yes, I know the name. If I can call it. I can't remember things like that, like I used to.
On the inside of a car tire, what do you call the thing that
cube?
Fits inside? And what do you call the kind of boat that you would use to go out fishing?
Bateau, ordinarily. Used to be, they still build them bateau size, but nothing like a bateau used to be.
Or just what would it be like?
They got old fiberglass boats now, you know, and used to. Your boats was all the small boats was built out of cypress mm-hmm. lumber, anywhere from 14 to 18 foot long. And that's what people used. That's what I used for years since I've been here. Had an inboard, had a 17 foot the inboard motor in it, mm-hmm. cypress boat. But I've got a metal boat now, aluminum boat. It's only 14 foot just for fishing in the rivers here, you know, for trout fishing, bass and such as that.
Could you call it a bateau when it had the motor on it?
Yeah, you'd usually there wasn't any difference in the one that you put the motor in or on than the one that you just used the oars, which was really a bateau, was at one time just for oars, because ordinarily it wasn't but about 15 foot long where you were going to use oars on it.
And what about whether it was flat bottom or round bottom? Would that make any difference?
Oh yeah, that'd make a big difference.
Would you call it anything different?
There's a lot of difference in maneuvering of a round bottom boat or